We've been invited into dependence. We've been invited into this place of abiding. So I just want you to think of that area where you feel the most unable to follow through, the most like, man, I can just never get this right. I've always felt bad about this area of my life. And I want you to invite the perfect power of God into that area. Yeah, we just thank you, God, for an invitation into weakness where you get to be our strength. Thank you, God, for that. You know, I was, the Lord was talking to me about this last year, and I'm a recovering perfectionist. Do we have any of those in the room? Yeah, a few people. That's why you chose this workshop, huh? But the Lord's been talking to me about this whole thing of not needing to have everything be perfect. And I remember driving home from I lead a revival group. That's part of what I do in the school. And it's like a time where we get together with the students and we just kind of do whatever God's doing. And it just was one of those weeks that just didn't feel like I kind of hit the mark on what I'd felt like the Lord was wanting to do. And it just kind of felt like it fell flat. And so I was kind of driving home in that bummer mood of like, oh man, I didn't do a good job and that didn't go that good. And all of a sudden it hit me and the Lord was like, celebrate this. This is your chance. This is your chance to be imperfect and be loved anyway. And all of a sudden I just had this revelation of like, only in those times can I really know the true love of God that's not based on my behavior. When I'm not doing the right thing. And so I'm like driving down the hill of the church and I'm just like, woohoo, yeah, thank you God that I was not perfect today. And then I could know you loved me. And I was just like, thanks for that opportunity. And I was just like celebrating my imperfection. And it felt so good. And so I've just encouraged you guys to do that. Like begin to celebrate when you don't get things right. Because in that place you can know the true love of God. Because if you only know the love of God when you're getting things right, that is a very scary way to live your life. Because each day you've got to do it right again, or that love's going to disappear. But when you can begin to know him outside of your behavior and outside of getting it right, you come into this place of rest where it's not about what we do. It's just about being his child. So I've been learning to celebrate my imperfections, and it's been good. Another thing that I just want to give you guys just a few tools that I've learned along the way, and these have to do with, see, in my life, in the first dream, who I thought was the Father wasn't actually the Father. And I feel like many times we are listening to a voice in our life that we think is the Father, and it's not even the Father. The Father says he is our biggest cheerleader, but there is another voice that vies for our time, and it's called the accuser of the brethren. And the sad thing is that we often actually attribute the accuser's voice to the Father's voice. We think that's our dad saying, you should have tried harder. I wish